Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27.
He chose David, also his servant, and took him from the sheepfold. From following the ewes, great with young, he brought him to feed Jacob his people, and Israel his inheritance. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. Welcome to this Foster Care Month edition of Orphans No More. I'm Sandra Flack of Justice for Orphans. Joining me today is the legendary local pastor, Jay Francis. Pastor Jay pastors Rock Road Chapel in Bern, New York, and is involved in just a few local organizations. He's founding president of International Accelerated Missions, serves on the boards of both the Capital District Ministers Fellowship, Camp Pinnacle, and Jezreel International, among others. Pastor Jay, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today.
It's good to be with you.
It's wonderful to have you here. You and your wife, Evelyn, have been married for 51 years.
It will be in July, 51.
Wow. And you have five biological children and one daughter adopted from Korea many years ago.
Yep. She's now 44.
Wow. So what led you and Evelyn to consider adoption way back in 1971?
Well, we had a heart for the fatherless just from reading the Word, you know, and James says pure religion is visiting the widows and the orphans, in other words, entering into their plight, and we thought we could make a difference for some young child. And the Bible talks a lot about taking a stranger in and so on. So we could make a difference. And we had three boys. We'd also like to have a girl. And Hold Adoption Agency gave us this opportunity. This little girl was 7 months old, was left on the hospital steps with a note, please find a home for my baby. So we really felt touched, and we went ahead with that. The home study that was required, and the financial things that we had to do, and we paid for her transportation with an escort from Seoul, Korea to JFK.
Yeah, back in those days, and I often think that would be so much easier even today, the babies flew here to us instead of us going there. But nowadays, you have to actually fly. And you used Holt. Holt International is still a very reputable adoption agency.
In Creswell, Oregon, yes. And so we went down and picked her up. And the amazing thing was she had slept on the way over and was awake when she got to us. And she was like immediately in our time.
Wow.
There wasn't any jet lag. She was very reserved for a week or two, but then began to giggle and laugh and became very comfortable being with us. When she was 6 months old, or right after she'd been with us 6 months, we went to court to have the adoption finalized. And we went to the judge in Schoharie, and he was retiring, and this was the last thing he was doing as a judge.
Wow.
And he said, let me have that baby. And he held it on his lap and hugged her and done the formalities. And then when she was 2 years old, we took her to Albany and had her swore in as a U.S. citizen.
Wow. Gosh. And now she's 44.
Right. And Evelyn and I never think of her as being adopted. She's just our daughter.
Yeah.
I don't even think of her being Korean, except if we're walking in a shopping center, people are looking at us and I say, oh, but I don't think of it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. She's just your daughter.
Right.
That's right. So beyond adoption, you and Evelyn have ministered to hundreds of people on your farm. Tell us about that.
Yes. for many years, we had a dairy farm called His Farm. And over a 20-year period, we had over 300 different people lived on that farm. People from parolees, from prison, people who are out of the drug scene, people who are homeless. And then we took some young ladies in through Catholic Charities who were unwed mothers, and we helped them. They lived with us through their pregnancy until they decided to either keep their baby or put it up for adoption.
Wow. So you were fostering the community pretty much.
Yeah, a lot of different people. And, you know, some people were young, that were like kicked out of their house or came from a disruptive family. And they come live with us and they could just be a part of our family and learn how a Christian family is to relate and so forth.
Wow. So in addition to adoption and foster care, how else have you supported orphans over the years?
Well, we've generally always sent money to some agency to support an orphan or more. And I used to serve many years on a board for Hearts of the Father with John and Libby
Moritz. Yes.
And they have places around the globe. In fact, whenever I was in Ghana, I visited their home over there.
Wow.
And then through International Saturday Missions, we have some missionaries serving with us who are serving, caring for orphans. There's one place in Toro, Uganda, where they have about 40 children, and head missionary there is one of our people.
So, wow.
And I always encourage people to be open to hospitality in their home.
Mm. Yeah. Now, I know John Moritz, he's been a guest on the show before. He's spoken at some of our events previously. So his ministry, Hearts of the Father Outreach, is a wonderful ministry. And it's local as well. He's from the area.
Yes.
So now I opened the show with Psalm 78, verses 70 through 72. What do those verses mean to you?
God spoke those verses to me many, many years ago, where God saw attributes and character in the heart of David, a young boy who was tending sheep with no one else around, who helped deliver lambs, helped them learn to nurse from their mother, and if they're sick, care for them. And God looked down and said, there's somebody who has integrity to do the job when no one's watching. And he has skillfulness and integrity, and he can care for people. And of course, he came the greatest king of Israel. And so, in a way, I feel I grew up on a farm. I feel like God chose me off the farm. Mm. And principles I learned from farming have enabled me to really care for people and to try to lead them to greener pastures in their own life.
Mm, I love that. So I just want to remind our listeners that you're listening to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry. To learn more about foster care and adoption, visit our website, justicefororphansny.org. I'm Sandra Flack, Executive Director of Justice for Orphans, and my guest today is legendary local pastor Jay Francis of Rock Road Chapel in Bern. Pastor Jay is the founding president of International Accelerated Missions and serves on the boards of the Capital District Ministers Fellowship, Camp Pinnacle, and Jezreel International, just to name a few. He and his wife Evelyn have been married, it'll be 51 years this summer, and they're parents of 6 grown kids, one adopted from Korea back in 1971. You were adopting when adoption wasn't even cool.
Right.
Sounds like a country song. And over the years, Pastor Jay and Evelyn have ministered to hundreds of vulnerable children and adults from all walks of life on their Albany County farm. Let's just talk about the farm a little bit more, because when you came in, you brought me some newspaper articles and things telling all about your farm and how you the dairy cattle, you raised the dairy cows and that kind of supported the ministry on the farm. Kind of take us back to that time. What was that like?
Yeah, we had a herd of 125 milk cows, and we farmed about 800 acres of different crops. And so people who came to live with us, they would learn life skills, how to care for animals, how to weld, drive equipment. And the young ladies would learn how to care for calves and some sheep we had and some rabbits. And so that seemed to tenderize a lot of hearts who may have come from a rough background when they had to care for animals. And then we tried to teach them life skills. And during every morning, it was 45 minutes of devotions together. And we tried to help everyone get related to the Lord, to the Word, to the church. And when they were involved with a family, and we had some other families who lived on the farm too to help us, but a family that were biblically oriented, it seemed to be that people's lives could get straightened out just by observing and being a part of what was going on.
Mm.
So I call it practical Christianity, living your life, your family life, and being open to others to be a part.
Wow. I love that. And Pastor Jay, do you have a story that you could share, a testimony, a success story, just maybe somebody who stands out from those years that came to live on the farm?
Yeah, I can remember one young lady who came to us who found she was expecting. Her parents booted her out of the house because of that. And Catholic Charities asked us to have her come, and she came and stayed with us, and she really became like a daughter to us. And she stayed with us during her pregnancy and for a few months afterwards, and she then decided to keep her baby, which I was very happy and supportive of. And she eventually was able to get her own a little apartment and a little job and get on with life, and there was some reconciliation with family members.
Wow.
So we were like an interim period to help not only her but the family. And the baby was kept, because when she first came to us, she was in no way she could have been a mother. But after being with us maybe close to a year, she was ready to be a mom.
Wow. Wonderful. I love that kind of story. So what is on your heart that you would like to share with our listeners concerning orphans, vulnerable children?
Yeah.
What is your heart?
Well, we're living in a world that's falling apart.
Mm.
And I think as believers, we ought to think about living together in this world that's falling apart, and have an open heart towards foster caring or adoption, especially people who have special needs or a bit older who people don't want to take into their home. And the church also needs to be awake that we can preserve the unborn.
Mm-hmm.
And stand for that abortion would be abolished. And sometimes you think about having someone come into their home, but I've often kind of joked and said people put up more with a dog or a cat in their house than they would after a person.
Yeah.
And so maybe when you're looking for love, extend it out to somebody who is really in a place of need, a young person or even an older person. I have a little saying, you know, reaching out to the least, the last, and the lost with the love of Jesus. And I would urge Christians, you know, really to have practical Christianity, to model your Christianity, model a life of Christ, and be given the hospitality. We have such abundance. If we just put a little water in a soup, we can certainly feed somebody else.
That's
and
right.
And take them. And a little bit on our part can make a life change for someone else. I think what it takes, though, is the set of our heart has to be towards the Lord. He has to have the preeminence. And the Lord has to meld us down that we're not on the throne of our life, but Christ is. And like David Livingston said, I'll place no value in anything I have or may ever possess except in relationship to Jesus and his kingdom.
Mm.
And that makes a big difference. And sometimes having someone come in your home, it doesn't have to even be a long time, just kind of a short time. It can make all the difference. We also used to have children come, fresh air children in the summer from New York
yeah.
City.
Mm-hmm.
And they come up and be with us for a month or 5 weeks, and they would learn a whole nother side of life they'd never seen, and they were able to pet animals and be in the country and take a park and ride a horse. And it just changed their life. And some of these people, you know, years after would write a letter and say, that was the greatest summer of all.
Wow. It sounds like it was fun on the farm, yeah. Certainly.
So, you know, doing all that ministry and the ministry we're doing now, it's not, you know, on a day-to-day basis, you got challenges, you got problems. But there's a satisfaction that you're pleasing the Lord and making a difference in lives. And, you know, if we really believe that this is just a temporary place here on the earth, it's easy to give yourself knowing that there's great reward later.
Mm, there yeah. certainly is. So, Pastor Jay, when you were talking about the least, the last, and the lost, I thought of Matthew chapter 25. So I'm just going to – I pulled the scripture up starting in 34. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me." And then they ask him, when Lord, did we see you?" and all of that. And Jesus says, "The king will reply, 'Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these, you've done for me.'" And that I think of your farm and your ministry there when I read that scripture.
Yeah, that's been our heart all the way through, and it still is today as we're doing world missions. There's millions of orphans, especially in Africa.
Yes.
And, you know, if someone feels they don't have the grace to take someone in their home, if they can just send $40, $50 a month to support an orphan in Africa or India or somewhere, that can make all the difference.
Yes.
And nobody can do everything, but we can all do something. And even on a local basis, if we could reach out to children, maybe have a Pioneer Club or a Royal Rangers or some program in your church where you're reaching out, and just becoming a friend to your neighbors. If you're a little older like I am, you can be kind of a grandpa or grandma to and help younger families. A lot of younger families are struggling today. Kids are in child care and so on, and they need some stability of the older generation, I think.
Yeah, for certain. I just next week's show that will air, I'm going to be speaking to a young man named Stephen who bounced around the local foster care system for a number of years, and something led to him. He worked at a summer camp. It was a Christian summer camp. He had a job at a Christian summer camp through the Boys and Girls Club, I think it was, and he got to know the camp counselor there, the director, who then invited him to come to church. So he started going to youth group at a church, and from the camp counselor to the youth group leader to when things got really, really bad in his life, a retired missionary couple from that church where he went to youth group took him in. Mm. And that made all the difference. He came to know the Lord. And so listeners will have to tune in next week to hear the full story. But investing in
kids. And even on a local basis, you know, there's a scholarship fund at Camp Pinnacle and other camps in the area of Sacandaga, where it gives an opportunity for an inner-city child to have a camping experience. And so there are ways that you can serve children and extend the kingdom and really, really make a difference. Sometimes we think it's going to cost us a lot personally, but the reward, the satisfaction you get more than makes up for it.
Yeah, when we spend ourselves on behalf of the least of these, that's what Jesus did for us.
Yeah. Yeah, and Paul talks about being spent but being replenished by the Lord.
Yeah, because it is life changing. I know I have 5 adopted children, and you know it can be challenging. Days can be long, but we can't imagine life without them.
Right.
They're our kids, and walking that out in obedience, what God calls us to do.
I remember somebody wrote Dear Abby once and said, "We have 5 children. 2 are adopted, but I can't remember which ones."
Exactly. Exactly. So another thing that crossed my mind you mentioned a little bit earlier was the unborn.
Yes.
And I just came across some statistics the other day, and I always point this out because the church, you know, we're pretty quick to say, you know, we're for life, we advocate for the unborn, but sometimes we stop short, and once they're born, we forget about them. And I think the statistic was from 2011 in New York State. There was something like 117,000 abortions, and when you kind of consider that in the light of what if today, instead of 117,000 abortions, we have 117,000 babies born.
Mm-hmm.
So oftentimes moms will choose abortion because they believe they have no other option. So if they do choose life, that doesn't mean that they're going to be able to parent.
Mm-hmm.
So I always like to get the church to be thinking about the fact that who's going to parent those 117,000 babies? Mm-hmm. Even if half of them do go home with mom, the other half are going to either need an adoption plan or they're going to end up in foster care. So Christian families really do need to step up and open their hearts to children.
Yes. There's so much needed everywhere. There's so many different groups, organizations that you can be involved in that'll help you in ministering to children. And, you know, they're tomorrow's church.
That's right. That's right.
So we need to invest. And everyone's been made in the image of God.
That's right.
And you really see it in children. Mm-hmm. There's such a joy that comes in dealing with little kids.
Yeah. We can open our homes for sure. You mentioned missions in Africa. There are some wonderful, reputable Christian organizations that you can sponsor children through, that you can partner with. We mentioned John Moritz and his ministry, Hearts of the Father Outreach. There's many others. I always point people in the direction of the Christian Alliance for Orphans website, CAFO.org, CAFO.org, has a list of reputable Christian ministries that operate around the world, and
yes,
that you can sponsor children through, that you can get involved in global orphan missions and ministries through. But get connected with one of these organizations, and you can make a difference that way as well.
Story is told that somebody was visiting Mother Teresa, who was diapering a little baby, and they said, "Mother, how can you make the difference with these 15 million people in Calcutta?" She said, "I can make all the difference for this little boy."
That's
so
right.
So rather than look at the huge thing, but what can I do as an individual to touch some lives?
Yeah, even one life. Because you can't maybe change the whole world, but you can change the world for one.
Right.
For that one. Wow. So I just thank you so much for joining us today, Pastor Jay. Any last thoughts before we wrap up?
Just ask largely and set before the Lord and say, "Lord, what can I do? What should I do?" And God will give you a direction. And I want to urge you to expand your personal ministry and invest in some young lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, when you think of Joseph, and he found out Mary was with child, that he was willing to minister to Mary, stay with Mary, because that was God's will. God had given him a dream. And then he had to provide an atmosphere in that home over the years so that Jesus could grow up and be the Savior of the world. And so when I think that he was even warned in a dream to go to Egypt for the saving of the child, I'm challenged by Joseph in his life. And God can speak to you by a dream or a burden on your heart, you know, to really make a difference with a child.
Yeah, no, I think of Joseph as really one of the first adoptive dads that we can come across and write in Scripture, you know. And if Jesus needed an adoptive dad, you know, so many children today, they need dads to step up. We need Christian families to step up and really and provide a home for these kids. And with the foster care system, New York has some of the highest numbers, with upwards of 20,000 kids in care, some of the highest numbers in the country. I believe there's a little over 800 of those children right here in the capital region from Albany County and the surrounding seven counties. So there's such a great need right here in our own backyard. It's like a mission field right here in our own backyard.
Right. And I think it's time for the church to tackle these situations rather than say the government will do it.
That's right.
Because the love of God through God's people will always do much better.
That's right. Historically, it was the church, the early church. You know, if you think back to, you know, biblical times, cities were surrounded by walls to keep the enemy out, to keep the people inside safe. And unwanted children, unwanted babies were often placed outside the city wall, outside that wall of safety. And it was called exposure. They were exposed to the elements, the animals, whatever, just to hoping the child would disappear. And it was the early church, that Book of Acts church, those Christians would go out by night, rescue those babies, and bring them into their own home. So it isn't the job of the government to raise these kids. I don't think the government makes good parents.
Yes.
But God created the family unit, and that's where children belong.
Amen. So I want to challenge especially men out there to come forth in this hour and make a difference, stand in the gap, and minister from a point of victory and make a difference in these children.
And it just so happens that May is National Foster Care Month. So that's a great opportunity for folks to open their lives, open their hearts and their homes to young people right here in the Capital Region needing a home, needing a family. And there's two important events coming up. One locally here, Albany County Department for Children, Youth, and Families is hosting its 7th annual Foster Care Awareness Walk on Thursday, May 19th at 5 p.m. It's at the Corning Preserve. You can walk a mile to raise awareness. Stay for refreshments. Justice for Orphans will be there, so you can come out and meet us. There's going to be, like I said, refreshments. It's free to the public. They're going to host it rain or shine. Bring the family out. If you want more information on the Foster Care Awareness Walk, you can call Michelle Dow at Albany County at the number 518-447-4905. So come on out for a fun free event on Thursday, May 19th at 5 p.m. And then the other event that we will be at is Justice for Orphans. We are hosting our third annual Love in Action Conference on Wednesday, May 25th. Join us for from 9 a.m. to noon for our complimentary brunch. This year, we're going to be at Loudonville Community Church. You can join us to get engaged and equipped to minister to New York's foster youth. We've got a lineup of New York pastors who have stepped up for the fatherless right here in New York. And we've got testimonies of local foster families. An adult young man who was in the foster care system is going to be sharing his testimony. All the local agencies will be on hand to answer your questions. I know, Pastor Jay, you've attended a couple of times the past couple of years that we've had our Love in Action event. Hopefully you'll be joining us maybe.
Okay. Yeah, we'll put it on the docket.
Put it on the docket. No pressure there. But we're just very grateful the Capital District Ministers Fellowship has supported Justice for Orphans and our Love in Action event for the past couple of years, and we are grateful for them for that. So if you have any more questions on that, there's free online registration or details at our website, justicefororphansny.org.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.